The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Total Bellas edition. That's right. It's back. He's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and we're here to fill you in on the debut episode of season 3. Oh my god, they're back. Very exciting.
It is very exciting, especially with all the rumors circulating around about them. They're back.
This season, this is going to be a really interesting season, y'all. We're just going to say that right now. This is going to be awkward and uncomfortable and so damn good.
And it came right out of the gate going, and I quote, Bree's vagina is healed, everyone.
That's how you know they're back. And then it's like, oh wait, she came out of your stomach. Never mind. But Bree's stomach is healed too, just so everybody's aware.
Yes, it's just, Nikki came right out of the gates with, Bree's vagina is healed, everyone, and she was so excited about mentioning it. Because Bree was starting to talk, and it's like, nope, I'm just gonna barge right in.
And Bree was like, oh god damn it. Like, that was just, that was the legit reaction from the two.
Pretty much.
So we have a change of scenery this season. We aren't in Tampa and we aren't in Arizona. The entire family is in San Diego. Nikki and John have sold the beach house and they have bought a lovely colonial style house, probably built in like the 20s or 30s based on the architecture, in San Diego. Bree and Brian are renting the summer home there, and they've just moved Birdie Bee to Laguna Beach, so they've opened new offices there. So I have a feeling we're going to be in San Diego a lot this season.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And things are going good for them. Brian's training for a comeback, and Nikki's planning a wedding.
Flashes the bling. She's planning a wedding.
And then we get the first really awkward moment of the show. They're walking down a pier together, and he mentions not asking her to marry him when they were there the first time. And now, you know, he asked her to marry him in West Newbury,
Massachusetts. So, for those of you that aren't necessarily familiar with Total Divas, which, if you aren't, that's fine. Go catch up, because you should. I think it was season, I want to say it was 2, possibly 3, where John and Nikki break up, in quotations, and
it was the cliffhanger for season 1, I think.
Okay.
I think. That makes sense. I could be wrong, but I think it was cliffhanger season 1 going into season 2.
Anyway, John and Nikki break up, and so John and Nikki go to this pier, and they meet on this pier, and they reconcile at this pier in San Diego because she's moved back to San Diego and he's chased her there. I shouldn't say chase. That's not the right word, but he's pursued her there essentially. And so they reconcile at this pier. So they've now gone back to this pier, which, by the way, very good purse placement on this one. Really solid purse placement here, because that slit was just a little too high, and we almost saw everything just right there out in the open. So thank God for big purses on that one. And so they get to the end of the pier, and, you know, they're talking about how John didn't ask her to marry him there the first time, and she was really bummed about it, because she's like, oh, damn it, I thought it was going to happen, and we all thought it was going to happen. I remember us discussing this when this happened, and it didn't happen. It's like, oh damn, there was your opportunity, son. Right there. You missed it. We had to go through 5 more seasons before we got it. It's like, oh man. Just like, that just hurts. But anyway, so he gets down on one knee and proposes to her sans ring, which she forgives him because she's already got it. And then she's like, oh, we should totally do, you know, a choreographed dance for our first dance. And she's like, learn the waltz. And he's like, well, how do you do it? And then they start trying to waltz, and she doesn't remember how to waltz, which was really cute.
She's Miss Dancing with the Stars. She should know how to do the waltz.
She's busy.
Unless it wasn't one of the dances, didn't really watch Dancing with the Stars. You just assume it was one of the dances.
They do a waltz, but I think they do like a Viennese waltz, which is different than a waltz. Like, there are several different kinds that you can do. So she wants him to learn how to do a waltz. They try to do it. They can't. So anyway, they leave. And as they're walking away, John, you know, is like, well, are you willing to change your last name? And she's like, yeah, I would love to get rid of 2 last names and, you know, just go to a simple 4-letter last name. And then we get the first dad joke of the episode. John Cena tells dad jokes, y'all. Where he's like, well, if you marry me, will anybody be able to see you?
Have you seen her? Like, it's, have you seen Nicole? Have you seen her?
And she's just like, would you shut up and get in the car?
And he kept doing it over.
He looks at the crew. He does it. And she's just like, get in the car. Please get in the car. You're embarrassing yourself. Get in the car.
Pretty much.
So we cut over to Bree and Brian. And we see the updates with them. Basically, Birdie is now 7 months old. She's crawling, which is so adorable. They've rented the house, like we said, in San Diego. And they've moved the offices to Laguna Beach, like I said, so we're good there. But Bree wants to be Wonder Woman. She wants to do it all. She wants to be a career woman, she wants to be a mom, and she wants to go back and being a wrestler. And she's training for Raw 25. And so she's trying to do it all, and she's thinking she can do it. She's very confident. And as they're settling into the rental house, they're joking about John and Nikki's new house, because they're going to go over and see it. And, you know, based on all of John's rules, they're like, oh god, what are they going to be for this house? Because they're like crazy in Tampa, and this house is, you know, equally as nice. So, you know, they're like, well, is Josie going to be allowed in the house? You know, are shoes allowed in the house? And Bree's just like, you know what, screw it. I'm just going to strip down buck naked and just, you know, go in the house that way.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's just easier that way.
Well, the best part is they're also trying to, they're waiting for Birdie to say words. They want her to say Dada or Mama, but not Coco.
Yeah, not anti-Coco.
They're like, no Coco.
It's gonna be Coco. I can feel it. So, then we cut over to John and Nikki's new house, which is very pretty, like I said. It's kind of like a colonial. It's probably built, I would say, maybe in the 20s to 40s range, just based on some of the architectural elements. If you've ever seen, and this is going to be a really old movie reference, if you've ever seen Father of the Bride, it's like that house in Father of the Bride. That's the best way I can describe it. But it's got beautiful hardwood floors, it's got beautiful features. It's much more, I wouldn't say formal, it's much more traditional than the house in Tampa. But of course, you know, it's very Downton Abbey-esque, which is probably why they bought it.
Which we'll get more into in a bit.
Which we'll get into in a bit. But Nikki is holding JJ's daughter, and, you know, basically she asked John if he wants to hold the baby, and he's like, no.
The look on his face was like, you're really putting me in this position, just really. And then so he politely kisses her on the head. JJ was just laughing.
He's like, no, I do not want to hold a baby.
Nice try, though. Nice try to sucker me in.
Good try. And then, you know, Mama Bella and Big Johnny show up to the new house, and they're hugging, and they're like, hey, yay, you're here, yay! And then the doorbell rings again, and Nikki thinks it's Bree and Brian, but it's the UPS guy, and a rug shows up, and Cena gets very excited about this rug. He's a rug man.
Yeah, he's a rug man. He really likes his rugs, and he's been waiting all day. He's like, why didn't you tell me it showed up? And Nikki was the first reaction. He was like, did I do something wrong? Did I break a rule?
And he's like, no, I've been waiting all damn day for this rug. And she's just like, oh god, here he goes. Basically, John Cena is much more relaxed and goofy in this first episode than we've seen him in...
Forever.
Ever. Probably, possibly ever.
On this show, yeah.
On this show. I think the last time I saw John Cena this goofy, and this is going to date me, was back in 2003 when he was in an OVW video and he was running around in a banana hammock and an afro.
Anyway.
Not even lying. And you can find that on YouTube
so,
if you Google it.
So Nikki goes to hug John, and he picks her up, and then he's, you know, feeling her up, and feels like, you know, something underneath her dress, and it was Spanx because, well, she ate pizza last night.
She ate a lot of pizza last night, so, you know, she's a little bit poofy, and so she's got the Spanx on to smooth everything out, which, respect. And then they're sitting there, and she wants to give everybody a tour of the house, but John is taking his time with his rug. It's a sweet, sweet rug, and he wants to enjoy the rug that he has waited all day for, and she's basically questioning him and saying, hey, are you done? Are you done? And he comes back in and he says, there's two things in life you need to know. One, if you're having a tough day towards the equator, make sure you have wipes. And second, never, ever question the rug man. And what did she do?
She questioned the rug man.
And he's like, I'm done when I'm done.
And there's nothing more a rug man likes. Cold suds and touring people.
Yes, because she really wants to do the house tour. Bree and Brian are not here yet, but she really wants to do the house tour. So he's like, fine, we'll do the house tour. So she's showing everybody around. We see the very nice formal dining room. We see the formal living room where we have crystal candelabras, chandeliers, a baby grand piano, which John plays. But, you know, he's pointing out how great the rugs are, because they are. They're very nice rugs. He has good tasted rugs. I would like to ask him questions about the rugs, but sadly, I don't think I'll ever get to. There's an elevator. The kitchen is very lovely. And as we're doing the tour of the first floor, he's like, they missed a half bath, but he's like, you know, it's a great half bath. You know, there's tiling and wainscoting. Very nice. He puts it over, sells the half bath.
He really wanted to show off his half bath.
He really did, and they wouldn't show it off. He was very upset. And then we go to the master bedroom, where it's an okay master bedroom. It's not anything to really wow at. It's basically set up for sleeping. It's not anything really fancy. There's a big closet, which, of course, there's a big closet. And then there's a beautiful balcony, which they can oversee the city, and they can see, I think, the ocean from it. And it's very nice. And basically, this is their forever home. That's what Nikki's calling this, their forever home. This is where they're going to settle down and they're going to grow old together and they're going to be together, and that they're not going to have kids together in this house because, you know, they're not having kids, but they're going to grow old together in this house.
So Bree and Brian arrive, and the first thing they do, they take off their shoes.
Because, you know, that's a rule.
Here's the Except thing. It changed.
Sina is allowing shoes to be worn in the house. Shocker.
I know. And then
I'm stunned.
They do a little thing that, you know, the sit-down interview part, and she goes, things change, and shows off her ring. And then I was asked about, are the dogs allowed?
No.
No, dogs aren't allowed.
Dogs are still not allowed, but shoes are. So Nikki they're all sitting in the family room area, and they're playing with Birdie, and Nikki mentions that they need to make a nursery for Birdie so she can stay there. And she looks over to John, and John's like, no.
No. Another one of those awkward kid moments. Number two in this show. Number two.
I have to give him credit for his resolve.
He is sticking to it.
He is sticking to that crap, man. I mean, you gotta give props where props are due for that man. He just, when he digs his heels in, and that's it. There is no negotiation on that.
Pretty much.
So, you know, basically we get an interview with the twins, like one of the sit-down interviews where Nikki's like, she never knew she could have this unconditional love that she has for Birdie. And basically, it's all Bree's fault because Bree went and had Birdie. And, you know, Bree's basically like, well, you know, maybe she was placed on this earth because to show you that you could have this love for a child. And Nikki's like, maybe?
Maybe, you son of a... Anyway, we move on to the Birdie Bee photo shoot, as well as Brian and Birdie's day-date.
Okay, so for the Birdie Bee photo shoot, we see the twins running around in lingerie and their clothes. And Bree is very nervous because while Bree is all healed up and she's back, her body's not back to the way that she wants it to be. She's still got about 10 pounds of baby fat on her, which honestly, and this is, I don't mean this to sound wrong at all, I think she looks really good with it. I think she should keep it. Like, there's nothing wrong with her wanting to tone up and get back in shape, but to me, it was always like she was just a little too thin. I kind of worried about it a lot.
Yeah.
So it's like the fact that she's even got 10 pounds on her, you know, a baby fat, I think that's fine. She looks perfectly fine. She's great looking. She's beautiful. You know, don't lose the weight, Brie. You look great. Seriously, please don't do that. But yeah, that's just my opinion. I don't mean to, like, shame her in any way. I just, in watching the show and knowing how very sensitive she is about how she looks in her body and seeing her fast and do all the other stuff that she's done, it's like, I don't know about this. But, you know, seeing that, you know, she still has not lost all the baby weight, and I think she looks beautiful.
She looks healthy. Hearing her, she looks very healthy.
You know, hearing her say, you know, well, I still need to lose 10 pounds. It's like, no, you look fine. You look great.
You look very healthy.
You know. Please don't do that to yourself.
Please don't. Anyway, moving on.
Anyway, the underwear is very cute.
We'll get more into the underwear in a second.
And then we see Brian and Birdie. They're on their date. We get Birdie's first carousel ride, and they go with JJ and Lauren and their baby. And I want to say the mom was there. Kathy was there, but I'm not 100% sure. I don't think she was.
No, I don't think she was.
But it was definitely Brian, Birdie, JJ, Lauren, and then their baby.
Yeah, Mama Bella's there later.
That's right. Yeah, she didn't go on this. But yeah, very, very cute. Birdie is adorable. She's the spitting image of her father, but she is adorable. Kind of makes me want one, but not really.
So we get back. Bree's all jealous. She missed all the fun. She wants to be here there for all the first. And then she brings up the first crawl and how Brian missed it. And, you know, he misses some things. As later detailed, not in this episode, but there's more things coming where she misses it. But he misses a big one later down the line.
Like, yeah, he does.
Like in about a week ago, actual real timeline, about a week ago, he missed something.
I know.
Because he had to wrestle, which is great. He's back wrestling. Spoiler. Anyway.
Yeah, he's back wrestling, which is fantastic for him. It's a miracle, basically, that he's back wrestling. But yeah, you know, and that's, unfortunately, that is a cost too. If you want to have it all and you want to do it all, you're going to have to give something up. And that's one of those things that you give up.
Yeah.
You know, unless she goes with you and you're there with her, but you're not going to be with her the entire time. So, you know, again, there are certain costs to wanting to do it all and have it all and be it all. And that's sadly one of them.
Pretty much. Now, we mentioned underwear.
Mm-hmm.
So Brian doesn't understand women's underwear. And then there's just there's one thong underwear he really doesn't understand. There's just a string going up your butt crack.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, is your butt crack so numb that you can't feel it?
No, but she's right. You do get used to it. You don't feel it after a while.
And Bree then admits to wearing a thong since middle school. And Brian's like, that's the trashiest thing he's ever heard.
I kind of have to agree with him. I really do. Like, even though I know girls like that have done that. Like, I went to school with girls like that. Admitting it out loud is like, yeah, that sounds kind of trash.
But her comeback to him was great.
She's like, son of a bitch. She's like, I hate you so much.
So we head to Napa Valley now to bottle their wine and also send back breast milk because reasons. She needed a box so she could overnight her breast milk back to Daniel Bryan.
Which I don't understand, but I'm not in that life, so I'm not necessarily going to criticize, but I don't understand that. So if somebody with children who is breastfeeding could please understand or like explain that to me, I would greatly appreciate it, but otherwise I don't get it. So, we're taking the box to FedEx to ship it to Brian because it has to go by a certain time. And as we're walking there, they're arguing over who speaks worse. And Nikki's like, well, I speak much better than you do. You know, I'm smarter than you, yada, yada, yada. And so Nikki Googles smart words for Bree to use one in their meeting later. And Nikki wants her to use anomaly, which they did not know what it meant.
I love the next part where they ask Siri how to use anomaly in a sentence.
I cried a little bit inside. Just a little bit at this, because I was like, really? you don't know what that means? You really don't know what that means? School failed you. By the way, for those of you that do not know what it means, it is something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. And to use it in a sentence, it is there are a number of anomalies in the present system. That's how you use it in a sentence.
Want to know how you do not use it in a sentence?
How do you not use it in a sentence?
When talking about Dancing with the Stars and Nikki doesn't want, you know, Bree doesn't like it being brought up anymore. It's going to be an anomaly where it's not allowed anymore.
That's not how you use it in a sentence. That's not how that works.
So anyway, backtracking. They were having a meeting. They toast success.
Because the wine is doing very, very well, and they're looking at their options in terms of the next round, because I think they said it was the Merlot, or was it a Cab Sav? I forget which one.
Okay.
But basically, the 15 bottling, the 2015 bottling, sold out in like 35 minutes or something like that. So it did really, really well. And they're looking at their options in terms of opening up more flavors for them. And they're discussing basically a business plan of how they want to do this at this meeting. And they get on the topic of Nikki getting married and the size of her ring. And then we find out where the wedding is going to be, which, like we mentioned earlier, was West Newbury, Massachusetts.
Bree learned of this. She was not happy with this. They all thought that would be a perfect spot would be right here in Napa. And, well, her action is more sacrifices being made, and then makes the line, more dreams being broken.
I'm not incredibly surprised that the first wedding, because, spoiler alert, there's more stuff to come with that, but the original place that the wedding was going to be was in Massachusetts. Like, I'm not terribly surprised by that, because that's where he got married the first time, I believe. Mm-hmm. And he wants to get married close to friends and family. But it's a little unfair on Nikki, because then her whole family, they have to fly her in. You know, it's like, if you're going to have to fly people in, you should have to fly both sides in. But I don't know. But yeah, Bree had a less than favorable reaction to the wedding location.
And Nikki's fires back, is the wedding about Bree or is it John and I? And she wanted her to remember, it's about you and John.
Which is right. It's about you and John. It's It's deciding where you both want to get married.
So now, after being educated by Anomaly, we're back in San Diego.
Well, and before that, they're thinking of a date, and it's 7-7, because, you know, Dancing with the Stars took up a lot of Nikki's time.
Yeah.
So now we're back in San Diego, and we're going with Brian and Birdie and JJ and Lauren and Mama Bella and Big Johnny for the first swimming lesson. And it's so cute. And Mama Bella is recording it, and they're photographing it. And, you know, there's a camera crew doing the same thing.
Yeah, just saying. Because Mama Bella is awful.
She's a terrible camera woman. Right. She just kind of got people's feet the whole time.
And where is she? Oh, there she is.
Yeah, so she's like half paying attention. But it's very, very cute. And then at the end, it was so adorable because Brian's like, okay, so she's getting a little fussy. So we're going to take her out of the water and, you know, get her cleaned up. And then we're going to put her down for a nap so she has a positive experience.
Yep, they shower with the babies.
Which is so cute. He's such a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's adorable. So anyway, we go back to Napa, and we're basically touring the vineyard that the partners in the wine venture have just recently purchased. And they're going on and on about, you know, oh, you could hold the wedding here, and wouldn't it be a fantastic venue? And they're talking about how they could light the vines, and they could have, you know, the vineyard rows be like an entryway for the guests, and then there's like a little opening in the center of the field where it's like, oh, you could do the ceremony here and you could be surrounded by everything and have candles and lights and
all of it.
All this other stuff. And they're really selling it. And it's this beautiful setting and they're taking pictures and all this stuff. And Nikki's like, it's great, but she can't get excited because it's not what John wants.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just like, wah, 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 wah. And Bree's basically pissed off because she's going, well, Brian could have cared less where the venue was and all this other stuff. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking back to the wedding with Bree and Brian. And I'm like, I don't think that was actually how that went. I think he did actually care where it was.
He more cared how much they were spending on it, too.
He more cared about how much they were spending on it, but he did have some say in the venue. And other things. Like, they did actually tour the venues together, and they planned that wedding together. This wedding is not being planned together.
No.
And Bree is really pushing for Nikki to get what she wants with the wedding, because it is really more about her. And Nikki mentions a very apropos line of Carrie and Big from Sex and the City, and how when Carrie and Big finally get married, or go to get married in the movie, Big doesn't show up because the wedding turns into this huge hubbubaloo and there's all this pressure and he freaks out. And so he jilts Carrie at the altar. And Nikki doesn't want that. She doesn't want to be left at the altar.
No.
So she's trying not to rock the boat. She's just trying to sort of go along with the flow and do what John wants because she's super grateful that John's even willing to marry her. So it's like, she's getting what she wants. She gets the ring. She's going to get the lifestyle. She's going to get it all after the wedding. So the wedding is not going to be about her and John. It's whatever John wants. That's what this is. That's what this wedding is going to be. And Bree disagrees with that. Bree's like, you know, I would rock the boat. I would rock it so hard that, you know, it flipped over.
As they're walking, Nikki gets up in her face and starts getting lipstick all over Bree.
Which, I can see Nikki's point. You don't want the wedding to be turned into a big affair, but at the same time, it's like you should have input into it. And if you don't want to get married in Massachusetts, talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
Say, you know, hey, you know, I was just really thinking Napa might be better. And, you know, make your case to change the venue. If he says no, that he really just wants to get married, then you guys work it out. But it's your wedding too, and she's right. Bree's right. You should have input into it. You should get a say in where you get married.
Pretty much.
So, that's that. And yes, they do smear lipstick all over each other's faces.
Because they're drunk.
And then later they go to have dinner, and Bree flicks a cork at Nikki and hits her in the head. Nikki's like, ow.
More drunken shenanigans. And then we get into something about periods and stuff.
Okay, so there is this old wives' tale that basically if you're breastfeeding, you don't get a period and you can't get pregnant. I'm just going to dispel that rumor for everybody right now. That is not true. If you are breastfeeding and you are enjoying sexual congress with your partner, please use protection if you don't want to get pregnant again, because you can't. Just this PSA brought to you by the rack.
Ding.
Ding. So, Bree mentions that she has not had a period since giving birth, and that's probably true because she had a cesarean, so it could be because everything's healing down there that it has not had a chance to function properly and she's not doing things down there. It's the nicest way I could say that. They probably also have her on potentially some hormones to help balance everything, but I don't know. I don't know.
We move on.
And Nikki says that, you know, they aren't having sex, and Bree says they just started, and Nikki mentions how Bree denies Brian from ever having sex in a mocking fashion.
That was like, how hell she rejects him. That was such a mock. So awful.
It's terrible.
Yeah, funny.
Oh, it's hilarious, but it's funny. But Bree has some ammo on of her own, because Bree thinks that Nikki tiptoes around John, and Nikki is like, you know, is it going to do what you have to do? And Bree's like, no, I tell Brian what I'm thinking all the time.
Yeah, it's like, I'm just, you know, don't you just go with the flow and not really say anything? No, you get up in his face and you tell him what you want, what's going on.
Yeah, communication is everything in a relationship. And if you're not communicating with each other or you're not happy, you need to tell each other that. You need to basically voice your opinion. And you guys are going to disagree. That's any relationship. You don't get along 100% of the time. But what stops big fights from happening is having those little fights and coming to a compromise on things that you don't agree on, instead of letting it fester and fester until you can't stand it anymore and you blow up at each other. That's how a relationship works. It's 50-50. And Bree and Brian are very much a 50-50 partnership, whereas John and Nikki are not.
Mm-hmm.
Nikki is very, I don't want to say subservient, but it's very close in terms of that relationship. John Cena is the boss, and what he says goes, and she just kind of goes along with the flow and is, again, grateful to be there, which I don't feel like is the healthiest thing.
No.
So, yeah, and Nikki's like, well, she wants to get married, and Bree says that John needs to start making sacrifices, and I'm kind of with Bree. And Nikki's like, he did. He's marrying me, isn't he? Which, it's like, that's not a sacrifice.
No, it really isn't. So, it's like, Nikki's like, let's just agree to disagree. And Bree's like, no. Let's agree that if you don't talk to John, I will. And Bree's like, or Nikki's like, ew, no. Don't do that. Don't do any of that.
But I want to stay on this for a second, because I want to talk about how she's like, you know, he made a sacrifice to marry me. Because that's a self-esteem thing, you know? It is. It's a self-esteem thing where she's like, well, it almost sounded like he lowered himself to marry me.
Yeah.
Just like in the beginning of the episode, which we didn't mention, when they're talking about being in San Diego, Nikki goes, John, you know, John's schedule, he lets me be out here with Bree Moore.
Mm-hmm.
Lets her. You can't see it, but I'm making a face right now. I don't know, that whole relationship, it's like the more you see about it and the more you hear about it, maybe I'm extremely biased because of what's gone on in the last few weeks where they broke up and you're hearing things coming out about it. You're like, I don't think this was the best relationship. Like, I'm sure he's a wonderful guy, but it just doesn't seem like this was exactly healthy, you know?
Oh, yeah.
He kind of wants someone that's going to do what he wants and that's it. And I don't think he knows how to handle a strong woman. And it feels like he's sort of taken Nikki and broken her down a little bit to make her what he wants and get her to do what he wants. And her opinion doesn't really matter or count, which we've seen that happen all too often in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing it happen now, which is not okay. But anyway, we then get a little comedy with the girls where they're trying to use big words and sentences.
Yeah, they did.
It's just like, oh, God.
It didn't work.
It's like, just please stop. Just stop. Don't. Moving on from there, we have another serious moment where the girls are driving back to, I guess, the hotel, or they're driving somewhere, and they're talking about Nikki having baby fever. And she admits that Birdie wants her to be a mom.
Wants her to become a mom.
Birdie makes her wants to be a mom. And Bree asks, well, have you talked to John about it again? And John's like, yeah, or Nikki was like, yeah, we talked about it. And John said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And you just see her look heartbroken. And Bree's like, well, what are you going to do? And he's like, I don't know.
Then we get a really interesting Bree solo interview. And she's basically, Nikki needs to realize that there's someone out there who will give her what she wants. Kids, marry her and everything. John may be great, man. But she needs to realize maybe just not for you. That was very telling.
I'm still maintaining that Bree Bella does not really like John Cena in the sense that he is dating her sister. I'm sure she likes him as a human being and she's very fond of him in that way, but she does not like him for her sister. And the longer this goes on and the more you see of that parallel, it's becoming very, very clear that that is the case. Bree does not like what John is doing to her sister.
Correct.
And Bree, I feel like, is going to have a huge influence on Nikki in terms of all the events that have gone on. I feel like that's going to be a key factor there. But yeah, Bree's kind of voicing, I think, what a lot of people have been voicing, which is get out.
Mm-hmm.
If he's not going to give you what you want, leave him. Go find someone else that will, because there are people out there that will date you, that will marry you. Dolph Ziggler will be the first in line.
Right.
I think.
Maybe.
He'll get in line, though. But yeah, I mean, it's like you could find someone out there that would love you, that would give you everything you ever wanted, that would have that partnership that you want, and would have kids with you, and would settle down with you. Are they a multi-mega millionaire like John Cena? I don't know. Maybe. But what is more important? Money or a real loving relationship with balance and happiness? I just asking that question because I feel like that's what this is coming down to, is the money and the lifestyle versus a happy, balanced relationship.
Yeah.
That's what this is. That's basically it.
All right, moving on.
Moving on. We get back home. Bree comes back and Brian's like, oh, you know, she's really tired, but I took her on her first swimming lesson. And Bree's like, what?
What? This is something you should have did with me. You could have just come to the park or something. It's like, I should have been there. So, well, we filmed it. Your mom filmed it and they watch it and realize that her mom is bad at filming and all that stuff, and Bree really wishes she was there for it. Bree then realizes Wonder Woman doesn't actually have kids, which is why she can get everything done. And then Bree's going, just laying on that guilt. She's mad, supposedly. Brian's like, no, you're just bitter.
Yeah, he's like, don't be bitter. She's like, I'm not bitter, I'm mad. He's like, no, you're bitter. You sound bitter. Yeah, she's already got the guilt down. She's got that guilt down. 7 months in, being a mom, she's already got the guilt.
Pretty much.
So, good on her. But yeah, Brian's like, look, you know, I can't wait for you. I love you, and I want to do this with you, but we're not going to wait
right to
do these things with her, because she's only going to be this age for a very short time, and I want to do this with her. I want to have these experiences with her. Right. So it's like, again, it is about sacrifices. Okay, you want to go off and do all the businesses, but you also want to go to swimming lessons with Bree. You can't be in Napa and do this with her.
Yeah. Just like Daniel Bryan had to go to the United Kingdom and miss Birdie's first birthday.
Aww.
So, balance, everybody.
Balance. It's about sacrifices. That's everything.
Dinner time.
So we have the famous Downton Abbey dinner in San Diego. Everybody is dressed up. Bree and Brian show up. They take their shoes off and they're like, again, no, you can wear shoes. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And John opens up two bottles of wine, and then they're having to sit down and interview. Rules are brought up, and Nikki's like, says, doesn't everyone have rules? And Bree's like, no, but Nikki brings up a rule where, when, you know, she orders Postmates and not to ring the bell, because Birdie is sleeping. That's a rule, and then Bree's like, oh, well, yeah.
Actually, I don't think that's really a rule. That's more, hey, if the kid's sleeping, don't have them ring the doorbell.
Yeah, but
that's more of just a request. It's not, if you do this, you have to do this.
Yeah, but it's a sort of rule.
It's like a borderline. Yeah. Like, again, it's because Birdie's not sleeping all the time. So if Nikki orders Postmates, what is Postmates?
It's Uber Eats. It's a West Coast Uber Meats. Uber Eats.
Okay, all right.
That's all this.
So, again, you could just specify the instructions, you know, please knock on door.
Yeah.
Or please do not ring on door. Don't ring doorbell, please knock on door. That's more of just a courtesy thing. That's not really a rule. Because again, if Nikki did it at 2:00 in the afternoon and Birdie's awake, she can have them ring the bell.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a flexibility thing. It's really more, hey, be courteous because the baby's asleep. That's what that is.
And then moving on from that, we have a hilarious moment where Brian's like, tells the camera guy, get another sexy shot of me standing here in my bare feet, drinking.
Like scotch.
Yeah. Tremendous.
It was hilarious. Like, this whole season has been much more relaxed than what we've seen in the past.
And just one episode is so much more relaxed.
Yeah, it's way better. Like, it's less, there's a lot less formality to it. They're way more chill. So,
Nikki tells John they're sitting at the heads of the table, and then she basically mimics a blowjob with a candle.
And he's like, and we have, you know, a blowjob reference.
A fellatio reference.
And he's like, and she's like, well, I'm trying to get you all excited. And he's like,
for dinner,
I'm dead inside.
I'm dead inside. And then they're waiting on Brian and Bree because Bertie's diaper had to be changed, and they're wondering where he went the diapers. And so Brian's carrying around his diaper. He's like, can we just throw it out here? It's like, no. Could you throw it outside, please?
Yeah. They're like, go outside, take a left to another left. Trash can's down there. And Brian's like, oh, okay. And again, John Cena's like, oh.
More baby stuff.
More baby stuff.
So we're all sitting down, and Brian accidentally spills water on John Cena.
Which is hilarious.
Everyone's like, oh, poor Brian. And now it's time for the rules.
So this was a nice moment, because basically John Cena goes, so I was a little uptight the last time you guys came to my house, and you all lived with me, and I was kind of a dick about my house, but I'm really proud of my house, but I was a jerk. So basically, them living together in harmony and being happy is key. And he's like, you know, we never got together in my house for formal dinner, so this is really fun that we do that. And essentially, this all comes down to the fact that there are no rules in the house.
And everyone's like, hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! So that was fun.
That was very fun. And then we have a very frank conversation between Daniel Bryan and John Cena about coming back to wrestling, where Cena's like, Bryan, you should totally do it. You're far healthier than I am. And Bryan's like, yeah, that's true.
I'm trying.
And then Bree's very excited to wrestle again, but Bertie comes first. So she's like, you know, if they call me and it doesn't work, I'm going to be like, hey, I have to stay home with my kid.
And then Cena posed a question to Lauren if she was in the same position, what she would do. And she's like, no, she wouldn't, because she's in a different place in her life right now and all that fun stuff. She would choose being a mother over career.
Yeah, Lauren is fully committed to being a stay-at-home mother. Bree is, I don't want to say Bree is not committed to it, because that's not correct, but Bree wants to have it all. And that's what she's made up her mind to do, and there is nothing wrong with that at all. If you have a child and you want to work, go for it. Absolutely go for it. Do the thing. Own it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where Bree is at, is she wants to work, Lauren doesn't. And there's nothing wrong with that. Different strokes for different folks.
Yeah. So Bree is now a mom. Nicole is
not a mom, according to Bree.
Yeah. Taking jabs.
And this is where we get a very interesting introspection into the season, and where Nikki sits down and she's like, I'm alone in these big, beautiful homes a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes that since they got engaged, which this is about the 6 or 7 month mark of their engagement when this is shot, she's like, maybe they've been together 30 days.
Maybe 40.
Maybe 40. And she's just like, she's realizing how lonely it is and how lonely it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And we're beginning to see the second thoughts of Nikki Bella in terms of, is this what she really wants to do? Because once you marry him, You're locked in.
Mm-hmm.
Because guess what? If you want to get a divorce and he doesn't, well, that gets really awkward.
Yeah.
So you have to ask yourself before you make that commitment, do I want this? Do I really want this? Because she's talked a big game for 6 years. This is what she wants. This is the man that she wants to be with. But now she's seeing the life. She understands what her life will be. You know, no children, no pets.
Nothing.
Just nothing. Her in a house by herself with him coming in and out very infrequently and him pretty much being gone all the time. That's going to be her life. And she's now questioning if that's what she really wants.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't blame her.
Don't blame her at all.
Anyway. And then we see Brian, you know, basically admitted that he's worried about Bree's health going back, not the baby stuff.
And then the closing line in a Bree solo interview is like, Nikki isn't gaining a family. She's just gaining John.
Yeah, because, I mean, the whole thing about marriage is you marry into another family. And there's brothers and sister-in-laws, potentially. There's parents-in-law. There's cousins. There's nephews, nieces. All this stuff. Like, you gain another family when you marry into one.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that isn't the case with John. She's just getting John. So she, again, will be alone. Because he's all about his family, but his family isn't very close.
Right.
It's not like her family. So she will be alone a lot of the time, or she will be with her sister more than she will be with him.
Mm-hmm.
Is the best way to put that, which is maybe not okay. But then we get the highlights.
We talk comebacks, we talk breakup, we have wedding stuff, and then the closing bit.
the closing bit, which is you can tell the new footage that they've just shot, and they're sitting at dinner in their favorite Tampa restaurant, because you can tell it's that restaurant, and Cena goes, "You've fallen out of love with me," and she gives that very telling line of, "I just want to be a mom."
And we'll leave it there.
We will leave it there because there's too much introspection and we do not have time, but this was a fantastic first episode of Total Bellas.
Best episode of Total Bellas so far.
I love the new format. I love the way that they're presenting it. I love the casualness of it. Like, it feels like a much easier show to watch because it doesn't feel as staged.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Like, it's almost like they took the screw-up shots and they put them in. That's what it feels like. But that's fine because it's like, you see the real people.
Yeah.
You see Brian being goofy. You see Cena being goofy. You see the twins screwing around. You know, you get to see the real actual people as opposed to these super polished, almost fake versions of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like that.
Yeah, it was all good. So, I think we're done here?
I think we're done here.
That's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, RackRadioShow.com, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com, slash Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Linsboard, LNSWRD. And, well, you can check out our other Rack reviews. We have the Raw 25 book available for you. We have Timeless, the finale, hopefully not the series finale, hashtag Renew Timeless, hashtag Save Timeless, and Ease the Royals, all available for you at RackRadioShow.com. And if you want to check out our past reviews of Total Bellas or Total Divas, they're at RackRadioShow.com as well. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will be back next week with episode 2. Don't want to miss it. Till then, bye!